This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns without additional hardware to purchase. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Tuesday's front page, Republicans plan to chip away at the health care overhaul. They say they'll withhold money needed to administer it. Here in New York, Archbishop Timothy Dolan is planning a more aggressive campaign to close parochial schools. As many as 30 could be shut down. And what this year's extreme heat means for coral reefs in the ocean. They're so unhappy, they're changing color. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Republicans want to repeal or roll back President Obama's health care overhaul if they can't dismantle it altogether. That goal hasn't been fleshed out in a detailed legislative proposal, but Times reporter Robert Pear says it's more than a campaign slogan. For starters, Republicans say they'll try to withhold money needed to administer the law. Also on Tuesday's front page, a look at a continuing practice in Afghanistan that few outsiders are familiar with, letting young girls masquerade as boys. Sometimes it's done to raise a family standing, if only temporarily. It also makes it easier for a child to get an education and to work outside the home. Here in New York, Roman Catholic Archbishop Timothy Dolan outlined a plan to trim the number of parochial schools. Some priests say as many as 30 schools could be shut down. Archbishop Dolan also wants to change the way they're paid for. His goal is to ensure the future of the schools that remain. From Thailand to Texas, many coral reefs are reacting to the stress of extreme heat. They're shedding their color and going into survival mode. That's putting ecosystems and fisheries at risk. What's unfolding this year has happened only once before. Scientists are hoping this year won't be as bad as 1998. Back then, an estimated 16% of the world's shallow water reefs died. Also on Tuesday's front page, a newspaper in Mexico issued a front page plea to drug lords, tell us what to publish or not to publish. An intern from the paper in Ciudad Juarez was shot and killed in what looked like a drug cartel hit. Another intern was wounded as they came out of a shopping mall. News organizations along the border have silenced themselves out of fear. El Diario had a reputation for carrying on and paying a price. One of its reporters was gunned down 2 years ago. You might think a Washington-based organization called Crossroads Grassroots Political Strategies is a political outfit. It spent millions on television commercials attacking Democrats in key Senate races. But the political operatives behind it set it up as a nonprofit, so it's not supposed to be political. Campaign finance watchdogs say that hasn't stopped Crossroads. It's not the only nonprofit that's become a conduit for so-called soft money. One big reason is nonprofits can promise donors anonymity. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your car or SUV's audio speaker system without additional hardware to purchase. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, such as home, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, opposition candidates in Afghanistan are cautiously optimistic they may have picked up seats in the next parliament. This despite widespread charges of fraud and low voter turnout that may yet discredit the results of Saturday's elections. The opposition alliance headed by Abdullah Abdullah says it's certain to win 70 seats. It could end up with 100. Hewlett-Packard settled the lawsuit over Oracle's hiring of former HP chief executive Mark Hurd. Both sides now say Hurd will protect confidential information about HP. HP also indicated Hurd had effectively waived about a third of the compensation the company owes him. September is chilly time. Chilies are being harvested and roasted and turned into salsa or hot sauce or even bear repellent. Deputy Science Editor James Gorman says there's a reason chilies are all about pleasurable pain. That reason is an odd evolutionary collision.
So the thing is that in the pepper, the ribs are where the chemical capsaicin is most concentrated. So capsaicin evolved in the chilies because it apparently fights off a fungus that will kill the seeds. That's the chili story. No animal will eat these things.
Deputy Science Editor James Gorman. It sounds so simple. Go to the web, plug in a few numbers, and figure out your chances of having a heart attack over the next 10 years. Or not. A new study says there are flaws in a widely used risk calculator. Study co-author Kevin Fischella suspects the drug industry wanted a less accurate method to expand the market share for heart drugs. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.